Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yoimi, we talk about a very interesting halacha that derives from Hilchos Muksa. So as we learned yesterday, there's a concept called basis l'davar aser, which means that if you have something that's muksa, and there's something underneath holding it, supporting it, that's inherently permissible, if you were supporting and you were the base of the davar muksa throughout the period of Bein Hashmashos, which means from Shkia till Tzeitzas Echav, as Shabbos sets in, the halacha is you retain the muksa status throughout the duration of Shabbos, even if the muksa item gets removed, because you were a basis for the muksa during Bein Hashmashos. So that's the halacha. That means if you were a basis, if you were inherently muta, but you were a base for the davar muksa on Bein Hashmashos going into Shabbos, and it was for the entire Bein Hashmashos that you were the base, the halacha is you are muksa. You're considered tuffel, ancillary, secondary to the muksa. You take on the muksa status. And even if for some reason the muksa item gets removed from you, at some point on Shabbos, you remain muksa. However, we said that there's a heter to this halacha, and there's an exception to the rule. And that is that if, let's say, you make sure that the basis, the base, holding the muksa is not specifically holding the muksa only, but it's also holding something that's permissible, and the permissible item we could determine has more value, at least to you on the Shabbos, than the muksa item, then you're considered a basis ledavar mutter uledavar heter, and then it's mutter. It's not a basis. And then the base doesn't take on the status of muksa. And that's why the minig is that if, let's say, a person has a leichter on the table, dining room table, that's being lit and will remain there during Bein Hashmashos, the halacha is that it's the minig to put a challah or something permissible or a sitter on the table during Bein Hashmashos, and like this, your table doesn't become muksa as a basis for the leichter, because it's not just a basis for the leichter, which holds the flame, which is muksa. It's also a basis for the challah, which is permissible, and it's needed for Shabbos, and therefore it has a very prominent value. So therefore, you're in that case saving the table from becoming muksa, because it's now a basis ledavar mutter or ledavar iser. Now, we learned yesterday that this doesn't apply in every single scenario. Let's say you have a leichter, and the leichter itself is not inherently muksa. It's a basis for the flame, which is inherently muksa. So let's say I want to take a challah, which is permissible and it's needed for Shabbos and it has a lot of value for you, and you put the challah on the leichter itself so that the leichter is not just a basis for the flame, it's also a base and it's also a support for the challah. So does that save the leichter from becoming a basis? The answer is no. Even though in this case, now the leichter is holding both the flame and the challah, and therefore one could have argued it's a basis ledavar mutter uleheter, and therefore it should be mutter. So once the flame goes out, at least, I should be able to remove the leichter from the table. The answer is no. Because the leichter is designed specifically, and its primary tafkid, its primary objective is to hold the flame. So you can't say that it's a basis for the challah and the flame. No, it's specifically made to hold the flame, and therefore it remains a basis ledavar iser, and it's aser, and the leichter will not be able to be moved, even if the flame goes out, because during Bein Hashmashos it was a basis for a davar muksa, because the flame was lit during Bein Hashmashos. The question is, what about a tray that holds the leichter? So the tray that holds the leichter is a step removed from the leichter. So you'll want to, let's say, have the tray with the leichter in it removed at some point on Shabbos once the flame goes out. Do we say that during Bein Hashmashos it became a basis, this tray, because it was a basis for the leichter, which held the flame, and therefore it becomes usher to move the tray with the leichter even after the flame goes out? Or do we say that no, maybe I could use this heter and put, let's say, a challah, or not a challah because it's not so practical, put a sitter, put some jewelry on the tray that holds the leichter, and like this, the tray will be a basis for both the leichter and the jewelry or sitter or challah for that matter, and then you'll be able to remove the tray from the table once the flame goes out, because the tray has been saved from becoming muksa because it's a basis ledavar mutter leiser, and the more valuable item is the davar heter, let's say the jewelry or the sitter. That's the question. The Prima Gadim is unsure about this. The Prima Gadim says, do we say that the tray also that's holding the leichter is made to hold the leichter? Its primary objective is to hold the leichter, and therefore, just like putting the challah on the leichter itself doesn't help, because the leichter is made primarily for the iser, for the flame. So the same thing with the tray. The tray is made primarily for the leichter and the flame, and not for like the jewelry or the sitter that you put on it. And therefore, it doesn't save the tray from becoming muksa by putting jewelry or by putting a sitter on the tray during B'nishmashas. Or no, tray is more expansive. It's more of a object with dual function. And maybe you could argue that the tray isn't designed only to hold the leichter. Maybe I could be matter the tray from becoming muksa. I could prevent it from becoming muksa by putting, let's say, a sitter or jewelry before Bein HaShemashas, so that on Bein HaShemashas, the tray is not just holding the leichter with the flame, it's also holding the dover mutter, like the jewelry and the sitter. This is safek lahalacha. However, if you have a tray that's wide enough and large enough that it's meant to hold not just the leichter, but it's meant to be able to put down something else aside from the leichter, then Rav Scheinberg said that you could be mekel according to everyone. So even though if it's a tray that's small, it's a safek lahalacha, but when it comes to a tray that's a little bit bigger and made so that you could put something else aside from the leichter on it, then for sure you could say that if I put jewelry or if I put a sitter there and it's there during Bein HaShemashas, it prevents the leichter from making the tray muksa, and therefore once the flame goes out, I could move the tray as a means of getting rid of it from the table because it hasn't become a bosses l'davar.